here speaking with David Jenkins, president of the Conservatives for Responsible Stewardship Group. Sort of walk me through real quick the philosophy behind your organization once again. I have it all here, but I'd like to hear it from your point of view.
Yeah, well, you know, we're pretty much what the name says. We're conservatives who care about conservation and stewardship. We believe that those are conservative values, and we want to, you know, leave a better world for children and grandchildren. And you know, if conservatives are not engaged in these issues and trying to find conservative solutions, then we've pretty much punted the ball over to the left, and we have to sort of deal with their solutions, which we might not like. So that's part of it. And you know, we want, you know, our mission talks about preserving our natural resources that actually sustain life on Earth. And so if we take care of our planet, then we are actually supporting life as well.
Okay. Describe the issue that you're calling with now about this, you know, legislation that could be signed, making it harder to, you know, affordably engage in, you know, solar panel electricity, that kind of stuff, and then sort of provide your, you know, conservative solution to that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, there's a bill, HB 919, on DeSantis's desk right now, and we're hoping he'll veto it because it's a preemption legislation. And basically what it would say is that, localities, you know, counties and cities and towns, would no longer have the ability to, enact any kind of, statute related to energy. To us, that's kind of problematic. It's that's what we used to complain about. You know, one size fits all policies from somewhere bigger. Like, so if it was the federal government, it'd be, you know, one size fits all for all 50 states. Not great. But in Florida, Tallahassee delivering an edict, one size fits all policy for every town and community in the state of Florida doesn't make any more sense than that. And you know, as conservatives, we've always said that. The best government is the government closest to the people. Well, when you start preempting localities from doing things that could perhaps save taxpayers money, save people on their energy bills, then you're doing, you know, you're just turning that upside down on its head. So we're against it from that perspective. And this all comes in the context of all three of the three major utilities in Florida, Florida Power and Light, TECO and Duke, all going to the Public Service Commission asking for huge rate increases. So the utilities are, the utilities push this preemption legislation, and they're pushing rate increases. And all this is sort of an effort to, where they're sort of going against the current market on terms of energy, because right now the cheapest form of energy out there is solar. Solar plus storage, and all these companies are invested heavily in other energy sources, and they're not transitioning fast enough to save their ratepayers money. FPNL currently gets 75% of its power generation from natural gas, and then coal and gas combined represent more than 98% of Duke's generation and more than 90% of TECO's. They're not diversified. You know, in our personal finances, you know, if we want to do the stock market, we usually diversify. We don't put it all in one thing. And so the problem with these utilities is that they're so heavily invested in these forms of energy, they're getting more and more expensive to operate as the plants get old, that they're not taking advantage of the new stuff that can save ratepayers money. And it happens to be cleaner on top of that.
Okay, I'm interested in what, you know, political allies or industry allies you may have in this. Are there any, representatives, any state senators, any companies on your side as far as, you know, the issues that you're noticing and you're trying to raise awareness about?
Well, I mean, there's certainly, conservatives in localities that are annoyed about, you know, this preemption legislation. And I've been speaking to Republican groups across the state of Florida who are upset about the utilities asking for rate increases. And you know, the Public Service Commission has a history of just simply rubber stamping those. And so when you rubber stamp these rate increases, you insulate the utilities from the ramifications of making bad choices in terms of their electricity generation and the cost of it, because they can just pass that cost on to customers. And they have a customer base.
Okay, yeah, no, they totally do. Talk to me a bit about the rate increases themselves. Can you give me an idea of like where they are right now and where they could be going if this rubber stamp happens?
Duke's has already been approved, these rate cases, it's thousands of pages of documents that people are going through, but the attorneys that have been pouring through the FPNL rate increase case, they say that if it's approved by the PSC, that their customers' electricity rates will jump 18% immediately. And on top of that, they're asking for additional increases that's outside the rate case because they say that the cost of natural gas was higher than they expected it to be. So there's something in the rules that the state has that allows them to go and appeal to the PSC to get tweaks along the way for fuel costs that are higher than they anticipated. But the thing we're concerned about is that the cost of coal power generation and the cost of gas power generation is going to continue to go up regardless of what happens to the fuel, because these plants are so old that the maintenance costs and operating costs are going up. There's some coal plants out there that are selling electricity for $80 a megawatt hour, whereas new solar is coming in at plus storage is coming in at $14 a megawatt hour. So if you're a ratepayer, do you want to pay $80 a megawatt hour for your electricity, or you want to pay $14 a megawatt hour for your electricity? And that's the kind of dramatic contrast that we're seeing. And the utility companies are not responding to price because they're not open to the free market. They don't. It's not like McDonald's and Wendy's competing with each other across the street. You can't. If you're an FPNL customer, you can't choose to go to TECO or Duke or anybody else. So since they've got you captive like that, as long as they can pass that cost on to you, they don't really, the underlying cost of electricity doesn't really matter to them.
Okay, and from what you said Duke's was already approved, so the solar rates, et cetera, are going to already start going up for those for their customers.
Yeah, their electricity rates will go up, TECO's and FPNL's is still out there and being considered. Duke expedited theirs through a process. It's kind of an arcane process, but there's two other ones out there that if people would just jump on the PSC and get them to deny those rate increases, then that would force the companies to actually make wise decisions in terms of what kind of energy sources they're using to produce that electricity.
Okay, going off of that last thing you just said, let's put a cap on this and talk about what our listeners can do, or rather what you would like them to do to help you tackle this.
Yeah, well, one thing I would like them to contact DeSantis's office and have him veto HB 919. Let localities have some say in this as well. And then two, lean on the Public Service Commission to deny these rate increases. I think that's the only way you're going to force the utilities to make wise decisions. And we as customers, we shouldn't be shouldering the cost burden of their bad decisions.
Okay. Hey, thank you so much for your time, Mr. Jenkins. It's an interesting story. I'm going to try to work this up for the noon show so that you get plenty of coverage today, a few hours. I'm sorry to hear about this happening. I mean, Florida is a great place for solar, but if this is what the industry is deciding, this might just be the way we're headed. But thanks for noticing and pointing it out, and we'll try to let the folks know.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot.